This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning to you. I'm Edward O'Brien with these headlines. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office says a Gallatin County woman shot and killed her husband and their infant son before killing herself Friday. Authorities on Saturday identified the victims as Jennifer and Joseph Narm and their son Daniel. Both the parents were game wardens with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the gun used was Jennifer Narm's duty weapon. Sheriff Brian Gutkin said investigators may never know the reason for the shootings. Deputies discovered the bodies when they went to a home Friday after someone called 911 and hung up. A Billings man is facing multiple charges after being accused of driving under the influence of methamphetamine while three children were in the car. The Billings Gazette reports that 36-year-old David Anthony Parker appeared in court Friday on drug and weapons charges as well as criminal endangerment. He remains jailed on $50,000 bond. Charging documents say Parker was pulled over on Interstate 94 for driving erratically. The children's mother, who had been in the passenger seat, said none of the three kids in the back seat were older than 10. Authorities say they found knives and drugs in Parker's possession and that a drug recognition test determined he had been under the influence of meth. Scientists are evaluating the environmental impact of nearly 30 million gallons of treated wastewater that spilled into the Gallatin River, posing no threat to human health. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Department of Environmental Quality engineers found evidence the spill was caused by ice that built up and dislodged a pipe. Water flowed downhill, muddying the river the weekend of March 5th. The spill came from a pond used to treat water at the Yellowstone Club golf course. DEQ has to approve the club's plan to use cement to prevent future leaks before work can start. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologists and the DEQ are testing water samples for E. coli. Federally funded preschools are being closed in some communities in South Central Montana in order to relocate them to other cities. The Billings Gazette reports that Head Start schools in Joliet and Red Lodge are closing so schools in Billings and Laurel can admit more children. A needs assessment study found there was higher demand in those cities. The Billings-based program serves Yellowstone, Carbon, and Stillwater counties and is limited to a certain number of seats. The nonprofit has been struggling to spread resources across the area. Parents with children at the closing schools say they understand the struggle but regret that their children need to lose opportunities in order to provide for others. The man who pioneered law enforcement efforts to fight computer and internet crimes is retiring at the end of the month, wrapping up a career in which he helped bring down an international child pornography ring. Jimmy Wegg is nothing short of enthusiastic about a job he calls fascinating and says has been a labor of love. Prosecutors and judges say they appreciate his level of expertise and training. Former Representative Bill McChesney, the Democrat from Miles City, has filed papers to challenge Governor Steve Bullock in the Democratic primary. While McChesney may be running against the incumbent governor, he appears to be a supporter, too. He donated $50 this year to the governor's reelection campaign, as well as $150 in 2012. Officials in three Canadian Plains provinces and six northern U.S. states, including Montana, are launching an effort to brand the region as the potential provider of protein to the world. The Protein Highway effort aims to encourage scientists to work together on protein-rich crops. The goal is to generate research to aid farmers and help entrepreneurs take new food products to market. Thanks for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien.